Fox 2 News at 10.
I didn't know.
Huel and Monica had a little banter about it.
Really?
And he was like, I know your husband. What would he think? What would you think if you bought a lottery ticket? And I thought, that's kind of weird that they're conversing about the news. And usually, story.
Yeah.
So I was watching a little more, and there was another story on, and they're having a full-on conversation about it.
Oh.
It's the same format change on Fox 2. Huel and Monica are just started commenting on every story. It was really, I'll have to show it to you guys. It's really bizarre.
No, they have not done that at all, and I'm not sure.
How did it sound?
Was it forced?
Terrible.
I wouldn't think that would do it.
No, well, I'm generally not great at that. TV people are really bad when it comes to that.
But you know what? The interesting thing, Fox 2, at 10 o'clock, they're competing with no one. I mean, I don't know why they would want to change what they're doing, because they're doing very well.
Yeah, definitely.
But I will say this, Channel 7 and Channel 4, there's a lot of that banter, and it's not always
forced.
It's bad. It is. It's bad.
It just doesn't fit.
Well, it's just cheesy. It's from mindless. It's very tepid.
Careful. I mean, we've seen it every time, you know. I mean, every time you live shots to us, where there's so much concern. I mean, television news especially is just so tight. It's so strict. There's so much concern for anything at all. Just even a breath left or right of dead center.
But, you know, on Channel 4, Bernie and Carmen and Devin and Chuck, they banter a fair share, and I think Fox 2 probably looks at that in what 7 does, because 7 used to do a lot more with Bonds. But 7 still does it with Carolyn, Robbie. There's a fair amount of banter. Fox 2's always done less of it. I bet you the people on those newscasts, I bet you, why can't we talk like that newscast?
Yeah, well, there's a reason for it.
One window right there to buy a lottery ticket. Now, Monica, I got to ask you. I know your husband. He's a great guy. He would never go into a triple X-rated bookstore. But if he happened to do that and he bought the winning lottery ticket, what would you feel about that?
Well, I think we'd have a little discussion.
Oh, God.
But hey, we're rich. We won the lottery. We'd forgive him.
Well, you know. A lot of people feel the way you do. You know, that was our question today. How would you feel about collecting winnings from a lottery ticket bought at an adult bookshop? Triple X shop. That's today's full question by FoxDetroit.com. 12% say it's embarrassing. 48% say it's embarrassing, but as Monica says, I'll get over it. Who cares? And 20% say it's not embarrassing at all.
Yeah. Well, we would have a little discussion, but it would be nice to win the lottery.
Holy bitch. Come on. Get over it. But again, that's TV news for you.
That's what he calls
it. I guess she has to say that.
She comes on and says, I don't have a problem with it. People are too heavy about adult bookstores.
Let's
see if we can see the banter.
Should protect the sacred nature of friendship. And I guess what he's getting at is, you know, there are people who say, boast, I have, you know, 5,000 friends.
Are you
one of those? Are you one of those who all?
I've got 3 Facebook accounts, and one of them is public, and yes, I have 5,000 friends on that account. That's the limit. And I have another page for fans, another 1,000 on that, and then I have a personal Facebook account. I don't know every Facebook friend personally, but I love hearing from the people out there. We get some great stories, great tips from that Facebook account. So
this can get real blabby.
So allows me to connect to people.
And you can toot his horn along the way, you know.
Here's some questions to ask yourself about your Facebook friends. Would you loan the person $50? Now, Huel, I don't know.
You know me.
Yeah, you lend them $1, maybe. Okay, would you invite them to a birthday party?
I would attend their birthday party.
Would you cry if they got hit by a bus?
Maybe.
Would you cry if they got hit by a bus?
To any of these questions.
This is almost like a dead on format change.
Yeah,
you know what I want to do? I'm going to unfriend Jimmy Kimmel. I'm tired. He just keeps annoying me. Jimmy, you're unfriended. All right, a new survey says that many adults believe that raising
kids. Did they do this the whole time?
I only watched about 15 minutes.
They just keep using surveys and polls and questions as the premise to just yabber.
Get an unrestricted driver's license.
We're just talking about what story we're doing.
District of Columbia, New Jersey, require residents to
survey questions with polls.
The
parent of a teenager who's going to be driving here in the next 2 or 3 years. I like this idea. I mean, it scares me to death, the thought of him getting behind the wheel. And if you think back to when you first started...
You know how righteous this has to be all the time.
We are really not prepared for what's coming our way. So I think a few more years of supervised driving.
Well, I need to see that.
It's really forced.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bummer. Because that's a really tight newscast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's one of the things that's good about it, actually.
But they have to be so aware. I mean, it's just so tight. I mean, they really can't go off and really express how they really feel about something.
So they do have enough
to honestly be aware of the parameters.
They have another survey out there.
Yeah, there you go again. It says some
frozen age for driver's license will cause. They were telling some changes to driver's license when you're 16. For example, you could drive with, I think, one other person in the car, no cell phones, no texting. Oh, did you hear the story about, wow, what was the number? High school kids who text over 120 times a day, which, I mean, that's an awful lot of text. I mean, that is incredible, isn't it?
That's a clammy pace.
Apparently, that's not that many texts for a high school kid.
Have you noticed, too, how many people all day long are just looking at their phone and you see their fingers in motion?
You know,
now that nobody, and isn't it funny, too, Drew, how we've gone from voicemail? Because I think the whole bottom line is no one really feels.
Nobody was the voicemail.
No one
listens
to voicemail. Nobody wants.
No, they
don't. You want to just talk. You want to communicate. No one really wants to talk to anybody.
Definitely.
You don't have time to have conversations.
Agreed.
All the pleasantries and all that crap.
I'm not texting with really some of my best friends, and I text. We don't even talk on the phone anymore.
No. Nobody does. But don't you agree that that's kind of the basis of it? Is that
yes?
Well, if I call the person, start with the pleasantries and blah 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 blah.
You're stuck on the phone a long time. Yeah, just you know, one little thing. What time do I have to be there Saturday?
Right. And you really don't have the energy.
I don't want to say hello. I don't want to say goodbye.
Right.
Be pleasant.
Right, because you might not have the energy in the moment either. You might just be, you know, tired and like, oh, I really don't have the energy to call that person.
Yeah, I need to know one tiny thing.
Right, tiny thing and be out.
It's great for that.
Right, it's great for that. So we stopped making phone calls. Then we went to voicemail. Then people started slide dialing. That got really popular. And that was way.
Do you listen to your voicemails?
Yeah, I listen to my voicemails. Yeah.
You know what? I tend to just see the phone numbers. I don't listen to voicemails very often.
You know what? I think most people are like that. And
I've got a lot of friends that say the same thing. They don't listen.
Crazy. Oh, no, they don't. Novak, you don't. And it drives me nuts.
Yeah, Novak just calls.
Because you know how I am. I'm always like, hey, Drew, so anyway, man, blah, 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 blah.
Which is why I don't listen. I'll just call you back.
Yeah, but if you listen, you realize that I've changed my ways and all my voice messages.
Okay, I'm in check. I'll give you a shot.
but the thing of it is, what drives me crazy is like you explain an issue and it's like you want an answer, and then you call the person, and then it's like you realize in short order that no, there's no way they heard my voicemail. We're at square one. So then they'll be like, did you get my voice message? I saw you call. You do that to me all the time. I'm like,
oh, brother, I got to start this off from the beginning again.
Sorry.
I should have told you a long time ago.
It's not just you. There's so many people that do it. So finally, I just quit doing it. And now I, like you, am in the full-blown text mode. But the funny thing is now we're spending all our waking moments
with the phone in our hands.